The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. Glenn Beck unloads on this FBI raid in Utah. And then we have Marissa Streit from PragerU, as they have accurate historical education that comes under massive attack. Great organization, PragerU.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved in the nation's largest movement at tpusa.com, where we're starting high school and college chapters at tpusa.com. Please get involved and join us on the front lines to make America a better place for your kids and grandkids, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. As always, you can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com, and become a member. members.charliekirk.com, members.charliekirk.com, to listen to this program advertiser free and get other exclusive content. members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. There is a huge story that is brewing here, and the media, they are so dishonest. They are the enemy of the American people. So a great organization I've worked with for quite some time, PragerU, obviously named after Dennis Prager, who's had a profound impact in my life, is playing offense, and they have these incredibly effective videos that many of you have seen. They have billions and billions of views. And they've also are now working to get them into curriculum. They're accurate, they're fun, they're engaging, and they're deep. And as you would expect, historical videos that tell the truth about American history, not this BLM 1619 project crap, is being rejected by Newsweek, NBC News, all the typical left-wing drive-by outlets. I mean, Newsweek says, Frederick Douglass' depiction in PragerU slavery video called sickening. Okay, Newsweek, waste of time. Well, PragerU is fighting back because they want to win, and I know that. And joining us now is the CEO of PragerU. I've known her for a long time. Great patriot, Marissa Streit. Marissa, welcome to the program. We have your back 100%. Give us the update. What's going on with PragerU and your fight for accurate historical education?
Oh, it's great to be here. It's so nice to finally speak to a fighter, because we need all the fighting we can get. You know, the left has gone absolutely bonkers. You know, Charlie, yesterday we applied in New Hampshire to get our financial literacy module approved, which is a bunch of videos on financial literacy, teaching kids about credit, debit, budgets, all of those kinds of things. The folks in New Hampshire loved it. But of course, they sent their teachers' unions to protest against it. And, you know, no financial literacy in New Hampshire. They had to table the discussion. We know we're going to win this one in New Hampshire, but now it's going to take a few more weeks until we get there. And if you read this ridiculous NBC piece about PragerU, the way they describe us as dangerous and false propaganda, dehumanizing curriculum, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The left has had so much authority over America's education system that now that we're finally making it into the classrooms, they're freaking out and attacking us in a way that is so senseless. And who do they actually use to attack us? Who do they quote? They quote this lady. I mean, you gotta see what they're doing. So they describe us as right-wing extremists. And then they bring this woman, Lorena German, and she wrote this book called The Anti-Racist Teacher, which is literally what we are fighting against. Her entire book is about how you should use the teaching of literacy to teach that America is institutionally racist. So, you know, let's say you're having a discussion with a bunch of kids and you want to teach them just basic reading. The basic reading piece should include pieces that really reflect that America is a racist place. Now, we know that Americans don't want this, but because they have been sneaking this stuff in, I mean, take a look. This is Lorena. Here are the books that she endorses. She has the Ibram Kendi book, of course, and a list of others.
That's right.
Where are the protests? Where are the protests on this kind of garbage that has been in our schools for this long? And I'll tell you, Charlie, I've spoken to many of the folks that we have helped, you know, and encouraged to run for school board seats and superintendent seats. And I think it's very important that we win these seats. But what happens when these people are actually elected? What kind of curriculum are they going to use as an alternative if we can't get PragerU curriculum approved? And so we can elect people until, you know, we fill on all these seats. But as long as they keep using Scholastic, or Brain Pop or this anti-racist teacher book that I have with me, then we're going to have a vacuum in content. And that's what Florida has realized. Florida has realized that, you know, we can't keep teaching America. America is the only country in the world that is teaching its own students to hate its country. It's unbelievable. In math, in literacy, I mean, I've been poring over these books that are in kids' classrooms. And even if we pull out these books, what do we put instead? And so here we are trying to bring financial literacy, American history, the love of civics, and the left is attacking us viciously. It's crazy.
And so I want to just make sure the audience understands this, that there is nothing, is everything right. I don't even want to use their words. Everything right and beautiful about this curriculum, but the media is coming after them like crazy because these bitter, resentful, quote-unquote academics are finally being challenged. Now, Marissa, you said something very accurate. Where's the outrage? Our side doesn't protest. Our side does not get involved in this. They are professional agitators on their side because that's where they get their purpose and their meaning because they're godless degenerates. Our side, we have family, we have religion, we have our synagogue, our church, and now we're finally getting into this fight. So I want to play a couple pieces of tape here. And you guys have really forced the issue. And I know PragerU very well. I know Dennis. You guys are not going to back down. I know that. You guys are going to double down. You're going to punch back twice as hard. That's always been the mission statement. So when you have this communist attacking you, he's a dishonest hack, Robert Reich, quite a name, it is a good sign. Play cut 147.
PragerU is the most insidious outfit advancing the right's online agenda, and that's saying something. Its 5-minute videos, which have collected nearly 5 billion views, couch typical Republican dog whistles and outright misinformation with titles like The Myth of Voter Suppression. They serve as a gateway to the more overt right-wing content pushed by the likes of Ben Shapiro and Steven Crowder. PragerU pushes its videos into schools. This organization is advancing its right-wing ideology everywhere. So the next time you see these videos, know the truth about who's really behind them.
Now, little does he know, you guys are going to raise like millions of dollars off of that video. And so, however, Marissa, your reaction to Robert Reich?
You know, our intention is not to raise money. Our intention is to, you know, really raise awareness and raise kids that have wholesome content and patriotic content. There are lies that are told about us. There's one lie that could not be more absurd. And that is that we believe that women, should just, you know, wear makeup, run around in high heels and stay at home, essentially. And, you know, anybody that knows this company knows that I'm the CEO of the company. We have 150 employees here. More than half of them are women. And so we could not be more honorable, and really believe that women can accomplish whatever it is that they want to accomplish. But, you know, those are the lies. Dennis Prager, who's a religious Jew, is called a Nazi, right? And so, I mean, you're right. I think we've come to a point where videos like the one that you showed me now are just another testament to the fact that the left doesn't even do its research. It just throws the entire kitchen sink at you with lies. And they hope that one of those things will actually stick. You know, the Frederick Douglass video, Leo and Layla are these two animated characters that I think are becoming more famous than Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, which is probably a good thing. All right. Everybody's been talking about these characters because supposedly we're sharing misinformation. And the reason they're so upset is because Frederick Douglass, this animated character, responds to Leo and Layla and literally quotes a piece out of the real speech that Frederick Douglass gave on July 5th. But what the left has said is that we put words in his mouth. They don't even bother reading the actual speech. But because they don't like that particular quote, their claim is that we're making it up. And so, you know, I hope that this is another window for people to see that the left, you know, the left, for them, lying is just part of the course. And they won't apologize about it. They'll just keep going and throw more and they'll keep throwing more lies at you. When you talk about, you know, the need to fight and the need to really show up and this idea that mostly Republicans are focused on, you know, or conservatives are focused on building their homes and building their businesses. I agree with you, but I also, as Thomas Sowell says, you know, Republicans' favorite exercise is to run for the hills. I think it's a problem because we can no longer run for the hills. We have to actually get involved. The thing I just keep saying this, people have no idea. You have been gaslit about what's in American schools. If you can't take your kids out and homeschool them, then you're sending them to a school where they have to be inoculated. And that is really the service that we provide here at PragerU. Use our videos to talk to them about the truth, to teach them how to decipher, to teach them financial literacy, to teach them entrepreneurship, civics, all of those things that they won't be learning in school. And if they're not learning at school, mm-hmm. I mean, you're actually lucky if they don't learn anything in school, because right oftentimes there. What they will yep. learn in school is actually bad.
It's trash. Check out PragerU.com. Marissa, we have you for another segment. I'm going to play the Frederick Douglass video after the break. Hey, everyone. I want to tell you about Good Ranchers. I love Good Ranchers. I don't know about you, but my electricity bill this summer is way, way higher than I thought it would be. Thanks to the heat and inflation, I'm kind of sweating it. The only thing I'm not sweating this hot summer is my meat price. My price is locked in for 2 years with Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers is the only meat company locking in your price with their industry-first price lock guarantee. Since 2021, they've been helping people combat that inflation of the meat aisle, as well as the mystery of it, too. I love the meat from Good Ranchers. It is a terrific, terrific quality. I can tell you right now, when you subscribe to Good Ranchers, you get a guaranteed price and a trusted 100% American source for your favorite cuts. You can save on beef, chicken, and pork by locking in your price today. Every single steakhouse quality cut is individually marbled just for you. You guys could check it out right now. That is goodranchers.com, promo code Kirk for $30 off and a free shipping. Remember, subscribe today and lock in your price. That's goodranchers.com, American meat delivered. I want to play this tape that is in question, so controversial. I think PragerU is doing fabulous work here. Play cut 148, please.
Children, our founding fathers knew that slavery was evil and wrong, and they knew that it would do terrible harm to the nation. They wanted it to end, but their first priority was getting all 13 colonies to unite as one country. The southern colonies were dependent on slave labor, and they wouldn't have joined a union that had banned it.
Are you okay with that?
I'm certainly not okay with slavery, but the founding fathers made a compromise to achieve something great, the making of the United States. It was America that began the conversation to end it. But Leo is correct that big problems need to be approached very carefully.
So, Marissa, that's a direct quote from Frederick Douglass. And by the way, it's 1,000% true. Marissa Streit.
It is 100% true. And this is what the left is fighting against us, calling us dehumanizing racist content. They're claiming that we are saying that slavery should not be taught. It's a lie. It's a complete lie. That's what we're dealing with right now. And, you know, we are finally in a place where teachers are actually asking for content like this, that schools are actually looking to adopt this kind of content where we can actually teach Americans about American history, not through the lens of, you know, Ibrahim Kendi or the 1619 Project. I mean, let alone all the LGBTQA a million other genders content. And here we are producing this content. We are actually pioneers of two very important new things in education. One is choice of content, right? We're just saying, let's become approved for teachers to select, for communities to make the choice whether they want to use our content or not. Let's just get approved and allow the communities and the school boards to make their own choices. But the left and the teachers unions will not have it. They don't want to offer the choice. They don't want people to have the choice to choose between BrainPop or Scholastic and PragerU. They want to keep those walls up, which they've had for a long time. And the other important thing that we're doing to revolutionize education is to actually create a window into the classroom. It is so hard for parents to have no idea what's happening in their classrooms, in their kids' classrooms. For this first time in a very long time, we're finally going to have content where whatever is shown in class is actually up on PragerU.com. So the parents can actually have a window into the schools to see what is being taught, to get involved. This flipped classroom method where you can watch with your children the same thing that the kids are watching with their teachers is so revolutionary, even from an educational perspective of having the ability to watch it a second time, repetition, have discussions with their parents, get the parents involved. Remember, the teachers' unions and those who are the gatekeepers of America's education system do not want the parents to be involved. They tell you, you should bathe your kids, you should feed them, make sure they get a good night's sleep, and just send them to us. They're even eliminating homework now. Why is that? Why shouldn't the families be involved in their kids' education? So as you could see, everything we make is posted on our website. We have nothing to hide, and we believe in choice. Let the school boards, let the communities make the choices to teach the truth, to teach financial literacy, to teach civics to their kids. And the left will simply not have it. And they will not stop. And that's why we're being attacked.
That's right. So PragerU.com is how people can see this content. Gavin Newsom has come after you. Marissa, what other states are you looking at to keep implementing this in?
You know, we're looking at every single state. And for anybody who is listening and think that they can help us, if you have boots on the ground, if you're on school boards and you're willing to enlist into the fight and not run to the hills, you know, we welcome your help. So, you know, there are going to be a bunch more announcements in the next few weeks, but we want to announce as many as possible. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people who listen to you who are great patriots who want to help America's kids. So you know where to find us, PragerU.com.
Very good. Marissa, we're behind you 100%. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
PragerU.com.
Thank you. Means a lot.
It's unbelievably important to play offense in the educational realm. Very few groups are doing that. And I got to tell you, it's promising that we're finally starting to take some ground. Do you know that the average American spends about 20 years in retirement? That's a long time to live without a steady income. And we want to make sure you enjoy every moment of it and don't outlive your money. Retirement is about more than just investments. It's about living your best life. Let's not retire. Let's pivot. My friends at Pax Financial, who I use for my wealth management future, develop a course for the sole purpose of helping you pivot. If you want your own free guide to pivoting into the new chapter of life with purpose, visit paxfg.com/Charlie. That is paxfg.com/Charlie. paxfg.com/Charlie. Joining us now is the legendary Glenn Beck. Glenn, thank you for taking time to join our program. Glenn, I was struck by your tweet, and it really is similar to something we talked about on our program all week. You said, quote, "I'm seeing the government do things I've never seen in my 40-plus years of broadcasting. People have mailed credible threats to the president for years. They've rightly been investigated for it, but I've never seen the FBI gun anybody down for it ever. This is not normal." Glenn, yesterday I was recollecting on a conversation I had with a military veteran and donor to Turning Point who told me that Donald Trump will never go to prison. That's not the country we live in, and that we still have some form of the rule of law. Glenn, can you expand on this idea of how some Americans are rejecting the sad reality right in front of them? Glenn Beck.
Well, I mean, I think we have to have faith in our system, meaning faith in our Constitution, but then face the reality that we haven't used our Constitution for a very long time. It's not really in effect on really steering either party. We have a rogue government, and we should be looking to restore this. You know, have you tried turning it off and turning it back on? We need to restore it back to factory settings. So we don't need any We don't need any. All the answers are right there. Obey the laws of the Constitution. I look at what's happening with the prosecution now, with the new special investigator. A special counsel has been called. Who is it that's going to be investigating? The same guy who took 5 years to say nothing to see here, Weiss. And they keep making him into a Republican guy that he's never made any donations of any note. And that's good. He's a Republican and he's not really involved in politics. The deal is he wasn't a Trump appointee. What happens is the two senators from that state recommend somebody to the president. And it's usually not done when somebody says, oh, OK, the senators recommend this person. It's usually a rubber stamp. This guy is not some Trump acolyte by any stretch of the imagination. I don't have faith in that special counsel. I don't have faith in Donald Trump's victory in court because I don't have faith that the people are actually following the Constitution.
And if we had the law, the problem, the Constitution, as something that was followed not just by our government, our elected officials, and the entire culture, then that would actually be the firewall, wouldn't it, Glenn? Because we see the disregard of the Constitution and the practices and the customs of the Constitution, I think is one of the main reasons how they're able to justify going after Donald Trump. Glenn, I want you to riff on this tweet that I mentioned, which is we have not seen federal agents come and shoot somebody or gun somebody down because of a social media post or a threat against a president. Kind of expand on that, please, because the story is starting to get more and more traction of the FBI raiding the home of a Provo, Utah senior citizen.
Okay, so we have to divide this story into two, because what he did was absolutely wrong and illegal. You don't make violent threats about a judge or an officer of the court or the president of the United States. We all know this. The worst thing that could happen is we enter an area of assassinations. So as since a kid, I learned you don't joke about certain things. You don't go into an airport and joke about blowing up a plane. You don't do that. And it should be investigated and you should pay a price if, saying I've got a bomb in an airport or I'm going to kill the president. But that price should not be death. We are in a very unique situation right now that I've never seen before. And I'm 4 years away from my 50th year in broadcast. So I've seen a lot of stories come across my desk and on through my microphone. But I've never seen anyone who was a senior citizen who had no capability of, they said, well, he said he was going to get into a ghillie suit and, go across in a parking lot and wait for the president in a ghillie suit. Really? So you're going to dress up as a Bush? Would anybody notice a big fat Bush that had a cane and was walking? Of course. In a parking lot? Yes. He had no ability to do this. And they know that. Now, he was saying horrible things, inexcusable things. However, they had already been to his house and he made some more comments like, try that again, come to my house. However, they also knew that he was an old man, that he was not a threat, that he was going to go out and, climb some clock tower and start shooting people.
That's right.
He couldn't climb. He could barely get out of his chair. However, when the FBI came, they don't care about you and me. They don't care about people. If you care about people, including the lives of the SWAT team, the last thing you do with this guy is just blanket say, send in a SWAT team and take a tank through his front window. You don't do that. You go and you talk to the people who went to his house the first time and go, yeah, he's a cantankerous old man, but he is. He's probably harmless, but he does have guns and he's threatened people. Great. Every day around the time that they shot him to death, he and his wife go to a gym for old people. So he's walking out the door. grab him. He's going to the grocery store, grab him. And not with a SWAT team. Why not just go to the local police? This is what really pisses me off. The FBI has made absolutely everything a call for the federal government, and they no longer call the sheriff. They never call the local police. When they killed him, they put his body out on the sidewalk for 2 hours in the hot sun. Why? Because they don't deal with bodies. They don't know what to do. They had to call the local authorities. Why weren't the local authorities called before you went in? Why did somebody at the FBI not say, wait a minute. If the guy is dangerous, we could get shot. He could do anything. Well, let's de-escalate. Wasn't that what we were supposed to be imagining and reimagining the police for? Because they were using excessive force? This is excessive force. They killed the guy, gunned him down in his own home at 6 o'clock in the morning when they could have said, wait a minute, he is a respected member of his local church. Why don't we just go to his pastor or his bishop and say, hey, we have this warrant. We have to talk to him. Can you deliver this for us? And then just walk him outside. And we got a couple of people there that we're just going to take him down and talk to him. Of course you could do that. There's millions of ways to de-escalate this.
Well, I hate to say it, but let's think even more sinister. Do you think that there might have been people in the FBI that wanted this to be a firefight? Could you imagine if an FBI agent would have been killed? Are you suggesting, because I'm not dismissing this, that there might have been some bad actors in D.C. that wanted this to get out of control, not even just to have him die in an ordered hit, but God forbid be able to blame that a MAGA guy killed an FBI agent, Glenn Beck?
Oh, Charlie, I don't dismiss any crazy theory anymore. I don't have evidence of that, but I have enough evidence to say people at the top levels, I don't think are good and are not, don't have the best interest of the country or stability in their sights. I do believe the FBI is whipping people up and trying to create chaos. I don't think the local people, maybe, but I better start hearing from local FBI and everybody else. These issues are happening in our states, and the government is turning a blind eye. First of all, do you know that they don't have any cameras on their vests? Because the FBI doesn't want to reveal what their tactics are. Well, I think it's time we start to have them wear vests, because I want to know what their tactics are. I want to know what happened. They say he was armed. Really? At 6 o'clock in the morning, he was sitting there with a handgun on a surprise visit, a guy who can barely get out of his chair or walk around. He has to drive a block to his church because he can't make it a block. That guy had a gun and you were afraid that he was going to shoot you? Really? You say he had a gun. That's what they're saying. That's the official report. He had a gun. Okay. What do you mean by that? Was he pointing it at you? Was it in the room? Was it in the safe? What does that mean? And the other thing I asked today, and you know, I'm getting the answer of, well, you know, it could have been an accident. Really could have been an accident. If you watch the video, they're inside the house. They've already get down on the floor. And they're still talking. Somebody in the FBI takes a flashbang, pulls the pin, and throws it on the corner of the garage. Now, why would you use a flashbang outside on the corner of the garage? The flashbang is to disorient you and give people a second to do something. Did you see a garden snake you were trying to disorient? They throw the flashbang out, and that's when they kill him. I would like to know who threw the flashbang and why.
It feels like Ruby Ridge. I'd like to know how that happened so it doesn't happen again. Waco, Glenn, is that a stretch?
I don't think anything is a stretch to question. I think we need to be calm and look at all of the facts. I don't think you're going to find good facts on this one. I think the FBI needs to wear vests on everything. I think the FBI needs to be called in front of Congress. And then I think Congress needs to demand, or Congress just needs to act and cut their budget. They're now saying, well, maybe they don't get that building. That building, maybe they don't get a dime for us until they actually start abiding by the Constitution.
Our center. And so I hate, I mean, Glenn, this is a deeper topic, but how hard it is for me to keep on saying on this program over and over again that I inherently don't trust the government when I see these situations. I don't want to live in that country, Glenn. I know you don't either. I would love to have, you know what, benefit the doubt. But when the facts keep on coming up and up and again, this is a regime-wide pattern, from lockdowns to the vaccine to the mask mandates. It seems as if there's a quiet, not so quiet agenda behind almost all of their actions.
I don't think that there's mounting evidence. I think we know that there is a secondary agenda, and we know what it is. We know what it is. And it is a global grab for power from the elites. And you see it all. I mean, this is what my book Dark Future is all about. It's clear. They say it all the time. Things are going to get worse before they get better. And they are itching for a fight. They want us to react. We must do the next right thing. And first, shore up your look. Get on your school board, get on your zoning board, run for mayor, run for your state legislature. You know, Texas is run by the Republicans,
yes, that's right.
But the Republicans are run by the Democrats. Half of them are Democrats just running as a Republican. Texas is in trouble unless we start to put people in that believe 100% in the rule of law and Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Do you believe all men are created equal? Do you believe in self-governance? Do you believe in the Bill of Rights? Do you believe in the Constitution as it is written? Do you believe in the balance of power? If you answer wishy-washy Amen. On any of those, out, out.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, they're celebrating over 80 million pillows sold. Mike Lindell with MyPillow wants to thank you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. You'll receive a queen-size MyPillow for $19.98. Regular price is $69.98 and just $10 more for a king size. With this special anniversary offer, you'll receive a deep discount on all MyPillow products, such as their bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Kirk to receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. It's time to start getting the quality sleep you deserve. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Receive this amazing offer on the queen-size MyPillow. Let's support my friend Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Glenn, your continued thoughts as this story develops in real time, Weiss being named a special counsel.
There's a couple of things. First of all, this is as much of a special counsel as the Inflation Reduction Act is about fighting inflation. Okay, you name it whatever you want, but the proof is in the actions and what you're really doing. This is very typical of this administration. They will use certain words that will allow you to believe that, oh, we're doing something. This is not a special counsel. This is David Weiss, the guy who is the federal attorney in Delaware, U.S. attorney in Delaware, that he did the sweetheart plea deal. Mm-hmm. This is a game that is being played. And I, as an American, am sick and tired of this game. Any American like Mitch McConnell who says, well, no, we shouldn't impeach. Are you kidding me? This is high crimes and misdemeanors. This makes Nixon look like a Barbie playhouse. What are you talking about? These are high crimes, not misdemeanors. These are high crimes. It's infuriating. Here's the thing, though, Charlie. We have to continue to fight and put pressure on Congress to continue to act. We should be getting Mitch McConnell and his bony, saggy butt out of there. Start actually putting some people in there who will fight using every aspect of our law and Constitution. Why is it our state attorneys have not filed any charges against Hunter Biden? No charges. You know, he was doing drugs, prostitution, bringing them across state lines. He broke all kinds of laws. Nobody. We don't have one attorney general, one district attorney in this country that will actually try them for the crimes he did in the state. Every single constitutional trick in the book, every single law, every single mechanism should be in play right now. But the Republicans are too much of weenies. The second thing is we have to engage in this. We have to keep pressuring. We have to keep working within the system. But we also have to start preparing. They are trying to make you angry, and they're destabilizing your life in every way possible. They are impoverishing you by destroying the dollar. They are impoverishing you by destabilizing our food system, our gas and energy system. How tough are you going to be when you have rolling blackouts all the time? You have no real access to food and you need the federal government to help you out. They are destroying everything that we have for stability. I for one, am, I'll just say it. I'm very close to moving away from Dallas to get out of those cities. You've got to find like-minded people that are helping each other up, that were centered on the principles of the gospel, who understand the true armor of God. And you surround yourself by those because you're going to have to take care of each other. You're going to have to stand together. Otherwise, you will stand at the mercy of the Almighty God of Washington,
D.C. Glenn, just I want you to finish on that riff. We are receiving so many emails, people that are demoralized, people that are saddened, people that are confused. Just pump them up, Glenn, the best you have.
Here, let me cut you off. I can give it to you. Yeah, here it is. I testify to you that this Constitution was divinely inspired and practically written by the finger of God. It is our answer, second only to him. He is not uninvolved. He is not uninterested. He knows who you are. He knows the purpose that you were born for, and it's not an evil purpose, and it's not just to be destroyed and live in misery. You make a difference. Get involved. Demand of yourself, I will engage in no lies. And that means if they say that's a woman and she's pregnant, bullcrap. I'm sorry. I love you and I love the Lord. But the Lord made that body a woman. And there's nothing that your God in science can do to change that fact. Speak the truth and stand with
Glenn
honor
Beck,
and integrity.
Been a great voice for me personally for over a decade. I know for our audience as well. God bless you. Thank you, Glenn, for taking the time today.
Thank you very much, Charlie. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.